EU crypto users, face exchange, cutoff as MiCA deadline. Near's the grandfathering period that kept thousands of crypto companies trading in Europe ends on July 1, 2026. After that date, firms still operating under temporary national permissions, rather than a full license under the Markets and Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA, lose the legal right to serve EU customers. Crypto Slate reported the cutoff on June 14, 2026, and the gap between firms that are ready and firms that are not is wide. As of May 2026, only 194 companies had secured a MiCA license. More than 3,000 crypto firms were registered across the block in 2024. If roughly three-quarters of previously registered companies fail to convert their temporary status into a full authorization, as the reporting suggests, the result is the largest single contraction of legal crypto access the EU has seen. The licensing math does not work for most firms. MiCA replaced a patchwork of national registrations with one passportable license. The trade-off was always going to be attrition. A registration filed with a local regulator is not the same as a full authorization, and many smaller operators never had the capital, compliance staff, or legal appetite to clear the higher bar. The transitional window let them keep running while applications moved through national queues. Those queues did not clear in time. The concentration is stark at the country level. Poland alone accounted for more than 1,400 of the older registered firms, a backlog that helps explain why the country's own crypto market bill has stalled through repeated presidential vetoes. A regulator cannot passport a license it has not finished granting, and an applicant cannot keep serving users on a permission that has expired. France draws the strictest line. Enforcement will not be uniform. France is positioned as the toughest jurisdiction. Its markets regulator, the AMF, has warned that unlicensed operators serving French residents after the deadline face criminal prosecution, with penalties of up to 2 years imprisonment and a €30,000 fine, alongside public blacklists and website blocking. AMF Chair Marie-Anne Barbat-Layani has also signaled that France will not automatically accept licenses granted by member states it considers too lenient, describing the inconsistency in how the bloc has applied the rules as a serious collective failure. That stance matters, because MiCA's whole premise is mutual recognition. A license from Malta or Lithuania is supposed to work in Paris. If a major market starts questioning passported authorizations, the single rulebook promise phrase. Account and cardholders face a short checklist before July 1st. For users, the disruption is practical rather than abstract. People holding balances on platforms that do not secure a license face a few likely scenarios. New deposits blocked, pressure to withdraw funds to self-custody or to a licensed exchange, and request to re-verify identity and accept fresh terms when accounts are migrated to a licensed sister entity. Service cutoffs are flagged as a particular risk in France. The MiCA transition has already reshaped what EU users can hold. Tether's USDT remain non-compliant, and major venues including Coinbase, Kraken, Crypto.com, and Binance delisted it for European customers, while Circle's USDC and EURC kept their access. That precedent is the template for what unlicensed firm users may face next. Not a dramatic seizure, but a quiet removal of the rails they relied on. If you fund a crypto card or exchange account from inside the EU, the action item before July 1st is to confirm your provider's licensing status in your country and know where your balance would move if the platform loses access. Moving funds to a self-custody wallet or to a provider that already holds a full MiCA authorization removes the dependency on a single firm clearing the deadline. For stablecoin balances specifically, the split between compliant and delisted assets means the stablecoin you spend from can determine whether your card keeps working at all.